All right, Foley. Oh my goodness, what a rainy day it is. Good day to be in the laboratory here. Do you have me in your headphones?
No, but that's my problem.
Okay.
That is my problem. Here I am.
As usual on Sunday, we get together at 12 o'clock at a halfway in between ourselves points because we live in different spots. We both have to make a commute here to the laboratory.
Mr. Mousy knows that already, man.
Have you fed him since last week?
He eats crumbs and stuff. There's plenty of pizza, old pizza and stuff.
Well, that's true. I think during the week when the DJs are using this place, they're probably piggies, huh? Crumbs everywhere.
No, they are not. No, actually, when we come in here, it is very clean, Mr. Mousy. So thanks for eating a lot of stuff.
What a good mouse. We should name the mouse at some point.
What, Mr. Mousy's not a good enough...
Oh, I'm sorry, that is your... Antonio Salvatore Mousy? Interesting.
That's what I heard, too. It's hard to... You know, interpretation is always an interesting thing.
Must have been one here, of those...
I got a special thing for you today.
Okay, what do we got? What do we got here?
I brought in my old recordings, and thank God my old mini disc player works. So I'm going to show you those in a minute, but we got to make sure all our other stuff works.
Okay.
So let's start with pushing that red button there on the Mackie. Nope, that's the mobile device.
I'm sorry. Where are we at here? Okay.
Okay, now let's see what we got here.
Okay, we got you muted out then.
Oh, yeah, we're good. We're getting good now. Oh, I hear that bass. I'm drumming now. Let's hear some of those keyboards.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I got a headphone issue here.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody's been doing something with the wires. I swear someone's been doing something with the wires. I don't want to knock everything over here. All right. There we go.
Get that gain, yeah. I'm all the way up right now. Huh, that's weird. Take all that over. Same chord as last time, right?
Yeah.
Just trying to get the volume up here.
Oh, okay. Not a game beyond the...
Yeah, you jiggle that volume. Yeah, turn it down.
Here, yeah, this is... Check the other end because it has an adapter.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, check the other end of it.
Same chord?
I'm pretty sure.
Because sometimes I have the same issue with my other keyboard. That when you pull it out slightly, it really works.
Yeah,
You're going to end up in a cellar.
I'm writing you out of my will.
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 Oui, monsieur. Let's see here. I'm going to try this.
Yeah. girl.
My place is
Buckle Back the Alphabet. CYX and WV, UTS and RQP, ONM and LKJ, IHDFED and CBS.
Trust you, Bobby, to do it backwards.
Well, how very did you, Bobby?
Oh,
EQ based beat blanch blend boil braise bread broil candy caramelize chop cream cut in dice dissolve dredge flake fricassee fold fry glaze grate knead lard marinate mince mix pan broil pan fry parboil pasteurize pit poach roast saute scald scallop score sear shred sift simmer steam steep sterilize stew stir toss truss whip
Thank you. shaver cream. Shaving cream. Shaving cream. Shaving cream.
Spick and span, and he shaved his beard, and he saw it laying on the ground. He put a pair of googly eyes on it and carried it in his pocket everywhere he went. Up and down the street, from the left to the right, everyone saw the bulge. It was nothing but his beard hair in his pocket. It wasn't in a bag. It was just loose in his pocket. So don't ask him for change. That old walking, traveling beard walk traveled for miles that day. The rain, the sun, the sleet, and the snow would not stray. That old man's beard, it had many things to tell. Between the grays and the browns and the golds and the blacks and the old anything in his beard now. And there was the beard sitting on a sidewalk right there.
Ah,
said the little girl.
Ah,
said her mama.
Ah,
said the shopkeeper and the dad too. But the beard just sat there. It didn't have ears. It only could look around.
Sometimes she's sweet, sometimes she's pretty. Don't let her freak you out. Sometimes she's nice, sometimes she's pretty. Don't let her freak you out. She's got pretty hair sometimes.
Don't let her freak you out.
Sometimes she's spitty, sometimes she's sassy.
Don't let her freak you out.
Sometimes she's sweet, sometimes she's not.
Don't let her freak you out.
Sometimes she's sweet, sometimes she's great.
Don't let her freak you out.
I got pretty hair sometimes. Just look at me sitting here. I'm so sweet and pretty sometimes. But the other times, I can be a scary person. Yes, I can be a scary person. Sometimes she's sweet, sometimes she's pretty.
Don't let her freak you out.
Sometimes she's nasty, sometimes she's grumpy.
Don't let her freak you out.
Sometimes, but she's got pretty hair. Sometimes
don't
she's got pretty hair.
Out.
Pretty hair sometimes. And
don't
I have a hard candy.
Sometimes, sometimes she's pretty.
Don't let her freak you out.
Sometimes she's mean, sometimes she's sassy.
Don't let her freak you out.
A great place to entertain your guests.
Don't let her freak you out.
Not the bathroom, I mean.
Don't let her freak you out. Don't let her freak you out. Don't let her freak you out.
Sometimes she's mean.
Sometimes she's nice.
Just drooling at me. Don't let him freak you out. Those cuckoo girls in the alley with cake on their fingers. Don't let them freak you out.
Don't forget about TJ. TJ, TJ, stop staring at me.
Stop staring at me. You gotta drool with the flowers. Stop staring at me. You gotta drool with the flowers. Stop staring at me. You gotta drool with the flowers.
Thank you.
Don't let her freak you out. In New Hampshire, it's 57 or so. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. Today at 4 p.m., Friends Forever International's annual charity golf event today at Wentworth by the Sea Country Club in Rye. Oh. No, it'll take place on Monday, June 10th. I'm sorry. It's not today. It's the pull date is today. Monday. You didn't miss it, okay? Golfers. Tomorrow. This intimate tournament provides their partners with an opportunity to support the organization's mission and leadership programs through individual or corporate sponsorships. Participants earn bragging rights as their skills are put to the test with the longest drive, one club only, hole-in-one, and putting competitions. So this is the Friends for International annual charity golf event, see? Wentworth by the Sea Country Club. 100% of the tournament's revenue goes towards the youth leadership development programs. Over cocktails, attendees can hear from Friends Forever International alumni in New Hampshire, Northern Ireland, and Israel about our programs, their impact, and how it changed our lives and communities. Visit www.ff.international/golf for registration and more information.
I left my golf clubs in the rain.
On Thursday evening, June 13th at 6 p.m., the Strawberry Bank Museum in Portsmouth welcomes Lucinda Brockway, Managing Director of Cultural Resources at the Trustees, who will present the lecture Pleasure Gardens of the Colonial Revival at the museum's Lawrence J. Garden Visitor Center. More events, including a link, www.strawberrybank.org. It's the Connolly Speaker Series.
That's no problem. We got just the thing. Introducing Goal Be Gone. Perfect for all those pesky air roosters waking you up at the crack of 4 a.m. Do you hear me, Portsmouth? We got your answer in a can. Goal be gone. Now available in frosted strawberry and varnish.
Still trying to find those whiskey snaps he was looking for. Or no, he's looking for some shaving cream. But by this time, he was asking for some whiskey snaps. I'm looking for some whiskey snaps. Bartender said, hey, man. Guy walks into a bar. Looking for some whiskey snaps.
Mm-hmm. Tree fort. My brother and I would often battle each other with toy weapons like plastic pistols and machine guns. I'd often refuse to acknowledge that I'd been shot. Instead of dying, I'd pretend I was impervious to bullets. I liked pretending my life was an action movie, and I was the star. I could dodge bullets as they whizzed past me and escape explosions. I never had any martial arts training. In third grade, Ryan Larva picked a fight with me after school at our bus stop. He danced around me, repeatedly landing quick jabs to my face. I just stood there stunned and punched. Then my glasses broke and my nose started bleeding. The fight was declared over and I lost. My martial arts skills were really tested on nights that I couldn't sleep. I'd slowly slip out of my bed, creep past my parents' bedroom as they snored in unison, tiptoed quietly down the creaky stairs, and eventually I'd fall asleep in the glow of the television in our living room. To get down the stairs without alerting my parents due to the creaks and cracks, bumps in the night, I'd spread the weight of my body across a wide patch of stairs, lessening the sound of any creaking, lessening points of pressure. I slowly inched my way down using my rear as a cushion. The same concept of the ninja slide was to do it face forward on my belly, where my belly became the cushion. The final obstacle I would encounter on these nightly forays to the den was the most difficult of all. I had to time it so that when I turned the TV on, the volume didn't wake everyone in the house. It took cat-like speed and Jedi-like forces to navigate the remote control buttons. The trick was to have one finger on the volume down button and one finger on the power button. I'd press power and volume down simultaneously. There might be a split second where the volume played at whatever level it was last set to. But if done correctly, this split second could be minimized to nothing.
Yeah.
With your pills. Like 5 or 10 minutes long for the Scolari album. Then I'll know when I'm listening to WSCALP Portsmouth. WSCALP Portsmouth.